lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. 833 Joe Alex. If you want to call in and share something, you can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What you're into this week? It could be a show. It could be a movie. It could be clothing, a song. It doesn't really matter. Something you're into. We like to share ours, and you can share with us too. For me, I'm into a show. It's been out for at least a few weeks. I'm finally catching on to it. It's on Netflix. It's called Dead to Me, and it stars Christina Applegate, and it's awesome. And who's the other woman? Linda Cardellian. I always are Cardilli. I know her, but I always say her name wrong. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Have you seen the show?
I watched like four episodes and gave up because everyone's talking about it. And I do not like it.
You don't like it? Oh,
no.
Did you like it, Liv?
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm three episodes in, and I really, really like it. I'm trying to do it sparingly and not binge it all in one night. But pretty much, I'll give you just a very beginning gist. It's two women who meet each other in a grief counseling group. Now, they both suffer losses in their lives. I don't want to say what that is because that kind of adds to the twist. But are they connected somehow in their losses and their grief? And they ended up being like really close friends, but there's a huge twist. So here's a little preview from the beginning.
Just heat it up at 300 and leave it in for 35 minutes.
Thanks, Karen.
It's my take on Mexican lasagna.
Great.
Jeff and I can't imagine what you're going through.
Well, it's like if Jeff got hit by a car and died suddenly and violently. Like that.
Well, you get that dish back to me whenever you can.
Yeah, so now you kind of know that her husband, he is killed. That's not giving away too much, but that's why she's in grief counseling. But the other character, very interesting why. Alex, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm into some body products. They are available at like Target and Walmart. The brand is called Native, and I've been loving the deodorant and also their body wash because they have the same scents in the body wash. But this deodorant I've been using is lavender and rose scented, and it is paraben-free and aluminum-free. I've been looking for an aluminum-free deodorant for forever
because
it's supposed to be horrible for you.
Yeah, it's so bad for you, and normally they smell like not great.
Yeah, this smells like heaven. I smelled it because my friend was using it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to buy this. And then I saw it came in body wash.
You smelled your friend's pits?
No, her deodorant.
Yeah, I know. Wait, you just hold on. I'm trying to understand. Did you go up and just take the tap?
Yeah.
The cap and go?
Because it was sitting on her makeup vanity.
That's not gross to you that you went up and smelled where your friend's pit was?
No, because it was just on her makeup vanity. And
you
like,
are nasty.
It's my friend. I know that she's not, you know, stinky gross.
You are nasty.
So this aluminum and paraben free deodorant has over 5,000 5-star reviews. They're simple. They're safe. They're effective. The odor protection and stuff is really good. I don't sweat a lot, so I'm not a good person to ask. Like, does it really help with perspiration? Because I really don't have that problem. So if you are somebody that struggles with that, then I don't know. You'd have to try it for yourself, and I'm sure you can just bring it back if you don't like it. But the one I like is the lavender and rose one. But it has, there's coconut and vanilla, which also smells heavenly, cucumber and mint, jasmine and cedar, citrus and herbal musk, and eucalyptus and mint. They smell heavenly. I have, like I said, body wash and deodorant. You can swipe up to shop this on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. It's at Walmart and Target.
Liv, are you going to go borrow her deodorant? Just give it a sniff real quick to see if you like it.
I mean, I'm probably not going to borrow it. I might sniff it if she has it here with
her. I don't keep
disgusting.
It with me.
I don't think that's like that weird to smell like my my girlfriend's deodorant.
By the way, it is $11.99 at Target.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to Target and get it.
What are you into this week, Liv?
I'm into my bed. I'm really sick, and that's basically what I'm into this week. Just sleep.
All right, Pork Chop, what are you into, buddy?
There's a song that came out a year ago, but it's just hit the number one on the chart like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what charts?
It's actually on country charts. It's called the Chase Rice,
He's
Eyes
so
on
hot.
You.
No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, there ain't no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you, with my eyes on you.
I know we do this job for a living, but I love country music. I mean, I like everything. But I really love country music.
I like it.
Right now, Chase Rice is somewhere waking up, just getting an email. Oh my gosh, my song, it's playing on Top 40.
I'm a crossover artist. Look out, Taylor Swift. I'm next. All right. Well, that's what we're into. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got Carlos real quick. Hey, Carlos, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into this week?
Well, I'm into that song, Old Town Road. Y'all doing a fantastic job. You know, it's funny. I have I have Bluetooth and USB on my car. It's a, you know, it's a newer car, or whatever, and I still play the radio. Y'all doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
He hit the post. Come on, Carlos. Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. To the Joan Alex Show.
I'm glad that we play all your favorite songs, Carlos.
All right, guys. Y'all doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy.